Well, the peanut market is still bringing in peanuts. It appears now we'll have about 2,750,000 tons to be sold this next year, but we're about 12% short of the crop estimate as of last week. Low corn and cotton prices have shifted many acres to peanuts last year, as we planted 20.4% more. Cotton opted to not have a farm program, which exacerbated the problem for peanuts, as cotton base became generic base and could be shifted to other commodities, but must be planted if it was a generic base. We've learned a lot during this first go-around on the peanut program. The new peanut program eliminated direct payments and established a safety net for producers, and many picked the PLC program, or price loss coverage. Matter of fact, 99.7% of the farmers are signed for the PLC program, and that was for 2015. Another factor influencing the peanut market is lenders. Lenders are pushing growers to plant peanuts because they know peanuts have a program with some protection and cotton does not. Lenders also know that without the PLC payment on the base acres in 2015, based on a $440 per ton average price for 2014, many farmers could not have paid out their crop debt. So that payment is very important from the peanut program. Farmers also learned this year that USDA can reduce the national posted price to move peanuts out of the loan, and the producer will be charged the market gain if there is one. Well, the market gain is charged back to the payment limits, and some farmers got upset about that. So farmers this coming year will work with their buying point or their DMA and CMA so peanuts can be redeemed, avoiding maxing out the payment limit. So there's some of the options. Looking for the best option next year, peanut farmers were up 20.4% to 1,615,000 acres. Georgia increased their acreage 31.6%. Texas was up 29.3%. So we're making plans for the 2016 crop, and it's going to be interesting. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.